I'm so glad to have Akshay Krishnaya from Line here with us today.
Likewise, Harshita.
Before we get into it, let's start with what Line is.
Line is a subscription-based cash now, pay later solution. We focused on low to medium income individuals here in the United States. About 100 million of them, 100 million people in the United States have income less than expense.
Before we really get into it, tell me a little bit more about your company, Line.
Line is a mobile subscription-based cash now, pay later solution. What that means is, think of it as Netflix for money. You pay a subscription fee, and whenever you need funds for emergencies, you can use those funds. And you can return it on a timeline that suits you best. And you only pay a monthly subscription. As long as you have an active subscription, you can tap into those funds, and then you can pay off as you get paid.
Amazing. Side note, is this kind of like an alternative to check cashing?
No, it's not actually.
Okay.
So check cashing works when you have a check.
Right. Oh, I see what
or
you mean.
Or a cash advance works if you have already earned the wages.
Right.
And then they're just giving you your money ahead of time.
Right.
But what if you needed money to drive to that location and do the job?
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys finished raising a pre-seed round, your very first round, just a little while ago. Are you guys fundraising still?
Yeah, since we came out of stealth, we have unanticipated growth. Revenue's gone up 700%.
Mm-hmm.
So in light of that, to continue that growth, we are fundraising. We're raising a seed round right now.
And how much are you raising?
We're looking to raise $3 to $5 million. That'll get us to about 100,000 paying customers. We already have an $18 million line of credit lined up, so we'll operationalize that and get there.
Just out of curiosity, who was your lead investor in your pre-seed round? Tell me a little bit more about the numbers there.
So I'm from PayPal. Most of my investors are from the PayPal network, mostly fintech founders and operators, like Karthik, who was the co-founder of Coin, Rajesh, who's the chief product officer of Neum, Joel Yarbrough, who's the head of Rapid Ventures, and so on, and along with Techstars, Task Ventures, Kuna Mutual Financial Group, which is one of the largest providers for credit unions, as well as Strata Education Network.
Amazing. Tell me a little bit more about how you guys came up with this particular idea. What was the impetus for you to create the company?
Sure. So I grew up poor myself. My parents came from extreme poverty. My dad's village got electricity in 97. My mom grew up 12 siblings using coconut shells to heat water. And the soot that remained, they would use it as toothpaste and cleaning liquid. And growing up in that environment, I was always at harm's way when it comes to finances. To give you some examples, we would be given 2 rupees 50 paise for getting to our tuition location and come back.
Wow.
And I'm pre-diabetic, and so my sugar levels would go low because the buses don't come on time. So I had to make the decision whether to use that money to go in the bus or eat something quickly and then walk all the way home, which could be like 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers, or even more. That's the kind of environment I grew up. So I always wanted to do something back, give back to my community. Fortunately for myself, I did really well. And in 2012, I got the opportunity to work for eBay, which owned PayPal at that time. Spent 5 years there, and the last leg of my journey was helping PayPal re-platform itself for the underbanked and underserved. And it was like coming full circle for me. And as I went down that path, I quickly realized that incumbents, as well as new entrants, however well-intentioned, they were building products from a product engineering and business standpoint. Nobody had built a product from a customer's point of view, especially for the underserved segment, because none of the founders or people who are building these solutions came from those segments. One of my favorite stories is Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, and it tells us about how Phil Knight and Bill Bowman were athletes themselves, and after Puma, Reebok, and Adidas existed, they came into existence, and they beat all of them. They're number one today because they built it from a customer's point of view. And I felt there was an opportunity to do that for financial services. So departed from PayPal, but I'd done very well for myself for a decade. So I felt I should go back and reacclimate myself with the community. So I spent over a year in the San Francisco Bay Area as an Uber driver myself. I've done 36,000 miles.
Wow.
So living with them, working with them, understanding who these people are, where do they come from, what are the challenges that they face, what products do they use, what products do they not use, why, and with that, seeded what became Line.
So you had this amazing immersive experience where you really lived and breathed what your customer segment would be living their lives like. What did you learn from that, and how have you integrated it into your product?
What I learned quickly is that most of these folks had, even though a lot of them were full-time, And this was not just the Uber drivers themselves. My passengers, 70% of my passengers faced the same situation. They all had fluctuating income, and I was surprised. I thought this would be a problem only faced by the gig economy. That was not the case. There were people, there were dance instructors, tour directors, front desk staff, medical support staff, nurses. They were like a gazillion people who faced the same situation. And you know, they would always, it was not that they were not good with money, they were short of a few bucks. And that would put them at harm's way. That would lead to them going down a debt cycle, that would lead to them paying a lot of fees. And solutions that existed, I mean, this is when like Chime existed, and they had, and some of these other solutions that like no overdraft fees, and they had overdraft capabilities where, you know, you could overdraft up to a certain extent, but none of those work for these individuals, because the reality is you become so anxious. There's so much fine print. You don't know that if you wait for everything to go down to zero when these things kick in, will it work or won't it work? You're not in the driver's seat. And the reason for that is these people were well-intentioned, but none of them were at harm's way. Look at all the people who are building solutions. They've never faced this. They've never been in this real situation. Yeah, you might have been a student and you might have worked as a student worker, but that's not really, you know, you don't have two kids and you're juggling multiple jobs and trying to keep the roof and put food on the table. That's not the situation you were in. And so that was the missing gap that I was able to learn. And then I also learned that, you know, I used to sit down with Uber drivers all the time and Lyft drivers all the time. And first of all, Lyft did not have any financial services, and people would always complain. And Uber had GoBank, or you know, they had integrated with one large bank and they were providing services, but nobody was using it.
Right.
And I asked them why. They were like, look, I have multiple jobs. My wife has multiple jobs. We put all of our money in a specific bank, and the Uber bank doesn't give me any benefit. Why would I move all of that? Because if I move all of that and something gets messed up, then I'm in another bad cycle. I don't want to do it. So again, services were not being built from a customer's point of view. That was my biggest learning.
So if I want to be a customer of Line, how would I go about doing that? And what would the relationship look like?
Line has three simple steps. You apply with your personal information by linking your primary bank account and giving us a little bit of information. We will tell you all the plans that you qualify for. We have three plans, $1.97 per month subscription that gives you from $10 to $100. You may qualify for any amount. And you have some additional services like credit monitoring, debt analysis that you can pay for. It's like $2 more. You don't want it, you don't have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second plan is $9.97. It's inclusive of credit monitoring, debt analysis, instant transfers to whichever account you want,
mm-hmm.
and up to $500. And then $12.97, which is from $500 to $1,000 with all of these services. So those are the three plans that we have. We'll tell you, you may qualify for all three, you may qualify for only one. We'll tell you what you're qualified for. There's no fine print. You can see exactly what the plan is. And then you can see how personalized that plan is for your life.
Yeah. Got it. So let's just say, for example's sake, that I'm one of your customers.
Mm-hmm.
I pay a monthly fee,
mm-hmm.
and then I get into a bind. I need a little bit of cash to get me through. How do I go about getting that from you?
Open the app, click a button, and select the account you want it in. You can select a debit card. You can even select gift cards. We have about 2,200 retailers, so you can get a gift card. Like, let's say you want to go to CVS and get an insulin shot. I can give you CVS store credits. You could use that at CVS and get an insulin shot, and maybe CVS will give you some discounts as well. Or you can say, I wanted this debit card right now. And typically, we'll send it to you in like 10 minutes, but it can take up to 30 minutes. So we'll instantly push it to your debit card. You can go. You can go to an ATM, pull that cash out, or you can use it as you see fit.
Wow.
I can give you an example of a real customer.
Please, yeah, please.
So we had Jenny. Jenny is a widow. Her husband was a veteran. He passed away recently. She has three kids. And one of her kids had a toothache, and it had to be taken care of. And so she gets VA benefits. She also gets child credit for the children she takes care of. And plus, she has an Etsy shop. And all of those funds don't come at the same time. So she was short of funds and the kid was really hurting. So she needed money for copay because VA covers her dental insurance. She didn't have money. She went to Line. We qualified her in under 3 minutes. She got the money. Not only did she could pay the copay, but she also took a Papa John's gift card because the kid wanted pizza, and she got pizza. This is a real story. And we try to get on call with customers every single day, as many times as we can. And I myself get on those calls. And this is a true story that she told me. She was actually setting up her house for the kid's birthday party.
Wow. That's a really wonderful story. Thank you so much for sharing it. I know that you guys just launched. So all of these amazing solutions just started to become available back in July, you said?
Yeah, we came out of stealth in July. Till then, we were very restrictive. We were experimenting, so we would let a few people in, experiment, and keep tweaking the app. We came out of stealth and opened it to everyone in July.
Tell me about what's happened since you've hard launched.
So in July, we were at about 3,000 monthly recurring revenue. Since then, we will close this month with over $50,000 in monthly recurring revenue.
Amazing. That is a really remarkable growth rate.
Thank you.
What do you see with respect to the next year, 2 years?
Our focus would be to get to about 100,000 paying customers so that it gives us more confidence. It teaches us a lot more stuff in what's happening in the real world. And then based on that, we're going to expand into other capabilities. First on our list would be easy credit building. Credit building when you use our funds, credit building when you use your funds for regular expenses, buying diapers, buying grocery, or even sending money to your loved ones, which a lot of services haven't done, especially for this segment.
Are there other companies out there doing similar stuff, or are you guys one of a kind?
We're one of a kind, because it's built from a customer's point of view, and it's not built for the top 5%. There are a lot of solutions, but all of those solutions end up serving only the top 5% of the segment. But our solution, because of its dynamic nature, I could give people $10. Somebody might be a bad actor but if you gave them $100, they may be incapable of paying back, but their needs might be $20, and they may be good for those $20. Mm-hmm. We, because of how we are designed, we can give you $10, $20. We can also give you $800 if you are in a situation where you can actually return it back and you really need that money. And that gives us, it increases our total addressable market. Mm-hmm. And the way the form factor, from a convenience, choice, and price perspective, I think there's no better solution out there than what we have.
All right, so the way that I understand it, Line is really honing in on an underserved market. Help me understand what other benefits that particular customer segment gets out of using your product.
Well, we are the gateway financial product for most people. 60% of our users today do not even have a credit file. That means you won't find any data about them out there if you were looking for it. The remaining 40% have thin credit files. Our users are between 18 and 50, but mostly 22 to 37, starting off their financial journey. Nobody is giving them credit. We are able to provide these benefits to them, first thing. Second thing, they can level up infinitely within Line. If you are a good actor and you're demonstrating good behavior, you can keep leveling up. You can start with maybe 20, you can go all the way to 1,000, maybe even beyond that, right? And then if it reaches a point where we are unable to serve, we create the optimum path for you, the right partners to go to for your future needs as you have leveled up to a point where you may be beyond our capabilities. And that is the benefit of using Line. And we never report to the credit bureau, and we help you build credit the right way. And once you are at an optimal position, we can send you to the right partner.
So now that we've gotten a really good understanding of where you guys are now and the amazing trajectory you've had post-stealth, where do you see the company going in the next 3, 4, 5 years?
So there are two major trends that we are honing in on. First thing is, more and more people will live in major cities. Today, our customers come from 5,200 of the 33,000 US cities. Mm-hmm. And more people are going to concentrate in these major cities. That means supply is going to be lower, demand is going to be high, cost of living is going to be high. More and more people are going to be in fluid work lifestyle because they'll have to go and get multiple jobs to fill the gap between their needs and their income. Right? So a service is required to create that additive capital, to deliver the additive capital. And that additive capital could come by ways of us giving them extended funds. It could also be through services, like, for example, getting them better offers, lower pricing, and other things that can put more money in their pocket that could cover those gaps. That's where Line comes in. So that's the first trend, and that's not going to change. That's happening worldwide, and it'll continue to happen. The second big trend is more and more people are choosing to work in a lifestyle that has sporadic income, right? But the world is not designed around sporadic income. World is designed around the industrial age where everybody works 9 to 5, the paycheck comes exactly at the same time, same day, for the same amount. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen? Most service providers, utility providers, rent people, your subscription providers, etc., all of these folks are going to start getting bad debt and going to have a lot of accounts receivable, because Verizon, for example, would say, I need my bill to be paid on the 27th. Guess what? a store clerk who works at Pilot gas station does not earn exactly on 27, and she earns on a weekly basis. So she's going to miss that payment, and Verizon can't do anything about it. So now they are accruing bad debt while this person has become delinquent. Line, because of its technology and because of the services it's created, it becomes the preeminent payments provider that allows individuals to pay as they get paid while ensuring service providers get paid. And by virtue of that, we are literally building a modern PayPal for a modern world.
Amazing. So you guys are much, much more than the product you guys are currently doing. It's a lot more than just cash now, pay later.
Yep.
You see a much broader peace of mind oriented solution set for your customers going forward.
Exactly, and not just here in the United States. If you look at mature financial markets, mm-hmm. look at Colombia, look at Kenya, look at Uganda, look at Zambia, Tanzania, Malawi, Philippines, right? All of these places have great data, but the penetration of services like this is almost nil, right? We could take this and replicate it all of these places. So not only do we see this happening here in the United States through Line, mm-hmm. we see Line becoming a global force behind social impact and improving personal financial life.
Amazing. I think that's a great place to end it. Akshay, thank you so much for spending time with us, and we're really excited to see what you've got coming down the pipeline with Line.
Thank you.